Healy.
Here.
Trustee Cassinis.
Here.
Trustee Malani.
Here.
Trustee Compass.
Here.
Trustee Reardon.
Here.
Trustee Radzieski.
Here.
Mayor Pico.
Here.
Stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
First item is approval of the September 3rd, 2024 regular meeting minutes.
Mr. Mayor.
Trustee Cassinis.
I move to approve the minutes of the Board of Trustee meeting of September 3rd, 2024.
Second.
Any comments? Call the roll.
Trustee Cassinis.
Aye.
Trustee Malani.
Aye.
Trustee Healy.
Aye.
Trustee Compass.
Aye.
Trustee Reardon.
I abstain. I was not at the meeting.
Trustee Radzieski.
Aye.
Mayor Pico.
Aye.
Non-scheduled citizens. Do we have any pre-scheduled citizens or non-scheduled citizens for agenda-specific items?
Is there anybody here to speak about any agenda items? Okay, great.
Okay. Accounts payable September 4th, 2024 through September 16th, 2024.
Mr. Mayor?
Trustee Healy?
I move to approve the accounts payable September 4th, 2024 through September 16th, 2024 in the amount of $3,489,666.69.
Second.
Any comments? Call the roll.
Trustee Healy?
Aye.
Trustee Reardon.
Aye.
Trustee Cassinis.
Aye.
Trustee Malani.
Aye.
Trustee Compass.
Aye.
Trustee Radzieski.
Aye.
Mayor Pico.
Aye.
Consent agenda.
Consent agenda item A, payroll for August 30th, 2024 approval. Item B, ordinance granting a special use for animal services, Hometown Veterinary Services, 18,000 Wolf Road. Item C, AJZ Infinity Orland Park, LLC, Class 7C Renewal Resolution. Item D, Joseph Coble, 9917 to 9915, 143rd Street, Certificate of Appropriateness. Item E, Phase 3 Construction Engineering Services, 94th Avenue, Change Order Number 1. Item F, 2024 Facilities Preventive Maintenance, Change Order Number 1. Item G, Disposal of Village Equipment, Online Auction, Public Works Department Ordinance. Item H, A&E Services, Police Department Firing Range, and EOC Facility, Change Order Number 3.
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Malani.
Move to approve items A through H of the consent agenda.
Second.
Call the roll.
Trustee Malani.
Aye.
Trustee Compass.
Aye.
Trustee Healy.
Aye.
Trustee Cassinis.
Aye.
Trustee Reardon.
Aye.
Trustee Radzieski.
Aye.
Mayor Pico.
Aye.
Public Works, the 88th Avenue corrugated metal pipe storm sewer replacement.
Mr. Mayor.
Trustee Reardon.
I move to accept the bid from Boulder Construction, Inc. of Cary, Illinois for ITB 24-060 88th Avenue corrugated metal pipe replacement in the amount of $212,000 plus a $12,000 contingency for a total of $224,000 and authorize the village manager to execute all related contracts subject to village attorney review and authorize the village manager to approve change orders not to exceed the contingency amount.
Second.
Any comments?
Mr. Mayor.
Trustee Cassinis.
Just a quick question. Have we ever done business with this company before?
Yes, we have.
Okay. Just looking at their bid, I just wanted to make sure. Okay.
Call the roll.
Trustee Reardon.
Aye.
Trustee Healy.
Aye.
Trustee Cassinis.
Aye.
Trustee Malani.
Aye.
Trustee Compass.
Aye.
Trustee Radzieski.
Aye.
Mayor Pico.
Aye.
Joint marketing inter-office agreement, Centennial Crossings.
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Compass.
I move to approve an intra-office agreement for 102-600-187th Street. That has to be a mistype. Do we have a corrected address?
I think it's one extra zero on there.
102-60-187th Street in Mokina, 60448, and 18258 Imperial Lane in Orland Park, otherwise known as Centennial Crossing. It's an authorized village manager to execute said agreement, subject to village attorney review.
Second.
So George, and for the board, this is just an agreement. I mean, this is really no different than what we do with everybody, which is we help market their properties. If someone calls, we put it out there, but this is a formal agreement so that they can use that in their marketing, but it really doesn't change anything that we're doing, correct?
That's correct. The property is still unincorporated. It will remain unincorporated until some type of annexation agreement is settled upon. But this helps the property owners and the brokers in their ability to market the parcel, knowing that you know, there is some village cooperation.
And just so the board's aware, I mean, I think you guys know where the property's at, but we're the only ones that can service it. So, and it does have potential development for, you know, industrial and other uses. So,
Yeah, Mr. Mayor, and they still got to go through any whatever ends up going there. They still got to go through the normal process to put something there. Yeah. We're not giving away any of our normal.
We're not giving away anything. All we're doing is saying they're being allowed to put this on to say the village is working with them. We have this agreement, but basically we already are doing the same things we were doing, which it's listed on our site. Anyone who calls, we send them their way. So none of that stuff. It really doesn't change anything for us. Call roll.
Mr. Chairman.
Oh, Trustee Thomas.
I move to amend the motion to correct the address to 12600 187th Street.
Second.
Call the roll on the amendment.
Trustee Compass.
Aye.
Trustee Katsinas.
Aye.
Trustee Healy.
Aye.
Trustee Milani.
Aye.
Trustee Reardon.
Aye.
Trustee Radajewski.
Aye.
Mayor Pico.
Aye. Call the motion on, or call the roll on the main motion, the amended motion.
Trustee Compass.
Aye.
Trustee Katsinas.
Aye.
Trustee Healy.
Aye.
Trustee Milani.
Aye.
Trustee Reardon.
Aye.
Trustee Radajewski. Mayor Pico.
Aye.
Schedule visitors.
We do have one visitor.
Just call non-scheduled visitor.
Non-scheduled visitor.
You have the signing
sheet? Yeah. I had it. Oh.
Mary Beth Griffin. And a reminder to everyone who speaks, you have 3 minutes. The board's not going to engage you back and forth. Please be professional. And the floor is yours.
Hi, I'm Mary Beth Griffin. I've lived in Orland as long as I've been married, 36 years. I'm here for Schuessler Park. I talked to Ray Piantoni about the indoor park that was taken away at Lobey Center and how disappointed many people were about that. My kids went there. I took my grandkids there. Then I talked to him about Schuessler, where it's at, what's going on. Everywhere I go when I drive with my grandkids, they just took down Frontier. They're putting a new park in. They just replaced Permanus. He said he kind of fell behind or he was busy, and there's some sort of $600,000 grant that we need to get. So I'm really disappointed. I know that many neighbors wanted to come, but the time with children, where I'm living, there's a lot of little kids now. He said I really didn't need to come in, that it really wouldn't matter, but I just want my voice heard. I want my park back. We all want our park back. It was taken down. We need it replaced. If they want to replace it with some sort of inclusive thing, an add-on, that's great, but we want our park back. So that's really why I'm here, to present that. I asked him if I should get petitions and people to sign, and he said that wasn't necessary, that, you know, they're working on it, but it's been too many years. And like I said, I've been married 36 years. I've lived in Orland, in Fairway for 35. That's really kind of all I'm here for. I'm disappointed. Everywhere I go, they're getting new parks, and ours is non-existent.
Thank you for your comments.
Okay.
So to address the Shusha Park thing, pretty hard to, I think the board would all agree. I mean, we just spent $12 million on the park, which started last year. So last year is when it started. We spent $12 million doing the park so it doesn't flood anymore, fixing the pond, dredging the pond. I mean, doing a ton of work. $12 million bucks is more than, basically we could fix every park in the entire village, every pocket park that we have in the entire village for what we spent. So we're not engaging back and forth, as I said. Just you had your opportunity to speak, I'll speak. We had, Ray, 13, 14 public hearings on this. Correct? I know the board has voted on this at least five or six times. It's been very public, very out there. There's nothing secret about the fact that this was a two-phase park, and the second phase was the all-inclusive playground. So that was not a surprise, and that was expected to be done in either 25 or 26. So that's been part of the discussion since 2012 that was approved unanimously by the rec board four times, by the board four times. So. I mean, the board can't do anything more than communicate how with every source we have all of these meetings, spent $12 million, spending another million and a half on the all-inclusive park, a little bit more than that. So it takes time to do large construction projects, especially one where you have stormwater issues and everything floods, and basically we helped the entire subdivision with what we did there. There's $6 million worth of flooding issues. So, again, we're not engaging back and forth, but I will point out the fact that our fields were unusable. We couldn't schedule them because they flooded, and I know this because I have kids that used to go, we couldn't use the fields because they flooded. Shusha Park has been a flooding problem. We now store a ton of water, as much as the pond, underneath the ground. So that's why it was set up that way. I mean, I think anyone in this community would love to have $15 million spent on their park. It takes some time to get that stuff done. It's not done overnight. And there's $1.5 million going in. We are waiting on a $600,000 grant, which we're expecting to get. And if so we, again, we are not going to have an engagement back and forth. You have spoken, so please stop. We are communicating facts to you. So again, we have $1.5 million plus park going in, correct? We're waiting on a grant for $600,000, correct? Okay, that grant has been applied for. Once we receive that grant, then we can proceed with the rest of the park. We are entering budget meetings starting in September. The project started last fall. It was engineered for, what, 2 years before that? And approved, as I said, 14 to 16 different meetings. So we're giving you all the facts here. You may not like the facts, I guess. Anybody here that lives here would love to have $15 million spent on their park. So that's where it sits. We are going to have an all-inclusive playground there. It does take time to do construction projects. That's just the way that it is.
Board comments.
Trustee Reardon.
Very interesting. My first comment on my list was to talk about Shusha Park that I spent 4 or 5 days there in the last week and a half. And I don't live there, so I understand people's other concerns, but it is amazing. So the soccer team that was in here a couple of weeks ago that we honored that took second in the nation, they had three games there over the last week or so. They went 3-0. And to see what was there, because I have older kids as well, and I know exactly what you're talking about, the flooding, we would have games get canceled routinely there if we had just even the slightest bit of rain. So I can understand some frustration about getting the actual park for the younger kids back there, but there are 65 others in Orland Park, I think, 66 parks total.
66 parks, I think 56 playgrounds.
Playgrounds, so there are other places. It's the design, take a look on the website. It is gonna be phenomenal. It's a great design. It is taking a little bit of time, but I was going to mention, because the girls had been here recently, about how well they're doing in their defense of what they did, and it was a great night. I get pictures sent to me. There's a guy I grew up with that lives around the corner, and he takes pictures and sends them to me of all the bikes that are laying around the park. And I think I mentioned it last time or a couple meetings ago. That's how we grew up. Our bikes were everywhere, right in front of the neighbor's house. You knew where everyone was, and he's reminding us, saying, "Look, this reminds me of back growing up in Country Club Hills with all the bikes sitting out there." So, I do think people are enjoying it. I understand your frustration. and hopefully, you know, things will move quickly. We're already ahead of schedule. We're putting the bathrooms in, I think I saw, because we had, it was a little bit under budget.
I'll comment on that.
Yes, for some of the projects, so we're working on that as best we can. I want to thank the police department. I have kids in 135, and there's, it happens a lot, I'm sure, but there's rumors and threats and things that are out there that are, they do a great job of running these things down. Even if they may be completely frivolous to start with, they make sure they don't get you know, lulled into a sense of security that, oh, I'm sure that's just something on Facebook, that's just something on TikTok. They take them seriously, and the school did too. The school was very good. They sent us notifications. It was nothing to be worried about, but it was things that are out there, and the police department is very diligent, you know, for our kids, because we know, you know, what can happen. So thank you very much to them. That's all I have.
Trustee Healy.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The I'd just like to say that the thank you, Brian. I'd like to say that with this okay.
Yeah. Lawyer and an accountant here. That's
right. So with, I'd just like to say that I'm in a growing small number of people that still believes in the value of prayer, no matter what religion you are. I think prayer is a necessary thing. When we see our nation crumbling around us, we see the crime going up, and we have to pray for all of our elected officials that they stay safe. We have to take special notice that the police live a dangerous job. We have to pray for their safety. And I would also pray for this country that it can somehow get it back together. Thanks.
Trustee Katsinas.
Sorry, pulled the Trustee Healy here. I just want to welcome Teresa O'Carroll, who was named our Assistant Finance Director. Thank you.
Trustee Radishevsky, didn't want to forget about you.
Speaking of Schuschler Park, once again, the Pioneers actually held some of their first games at Schuschler Park on September 11th. It was nice to see people out there. You know, the Pioneers finally have a permanent home, and you know, everything is spectacular over there. So you know, glad to see that that's being used, and that you know, people seem to be overall very happy with that. And someone did, Trustee Reardon mentioned that they are breaking ground on the bathrooms over there this week, so hopefully. You know, we should be seeing those soon. Also, just remind everybody about our Great Pumpkin Party on October 5th at Centennial Park. There'll be two sessions from 10 to 12 and one from 1 to 3, so look forward to seeing everybody there for that.
Trustee Compass.
So I'd like to take tonight take a moment to recognize and express my sincere gratitude to some outstanding members of our Public Works Department. I know that last meeting, Mayor Pecol very appropriately recognized those in charge of repairing the pump process that was a village-wide event, but I think ever since getting a village phone as a trustee, I never realized just how many water main breaks that we have in any given month. And this past week, the village faced some challenging water main breaks, including one on 143rd Street near St. Michael's, which is a very busy area that required immediate attention and careful coordination. Dedicated team worked tirelessly, both day and night, to restore critical water services to our residents and businesses. Running water is something that I think we all often take for granted, not realizing the immense effort it takes to maintain this very essential service. These workers, I think, can also be the unsung heroes who ensure that our daily lives remain uninterrupted, right? This is really a first world problem. Addressing these tasks promptly is vital for the health, safety, and daily routines of our community members. Their swift action not only prevented further disruptions, but also safeguarded our infrastructure from potential long-term damage. Their commitment exemplifies the spirit of service that keeps our village thriving. So I'd like to personally acknowledge the following individuals: Neil Litko, Jack Crollo, Brian Mulhalson, Bill Furno, Mike Hansen, Mike Sikowitz, Nick Podsalik, Ryan Cassidy, Bradley Patricks, John Day, Rob Counts, Jake Spencer. Additionally, during the early hours of Saturday morning, there was also another significant break on Beverly Lane. This one was called in just after midnight. These team members worked diligently in the middle of the night until 6 a.m. to ensure our community's needs were met. Those folks were Neil Litko, Jack Crollo, Ryan Cassidy, and Nick Podsalik. I'd also like to extend my appreciation to both Ken Dato and Patrick McLaughlin for their exceptional coordination and support, ensuring the crews had everything they needed to get the job done efficiently. On behalf of the Village of Orland Park and all our residents, thank you for your hard work, dedication, and unwavering commitment to our community. Your efforts do not go unnoticed, and we are truly thankful. Thank you.
Thank you. So I'll, my comments were relatively short. I have a few more now, but first I'd be remiss if I didn't comment again on, I didn't think I'd have to do it a second time, on the assassination attempt that just occurred yesterday. I want to thank U.S. Secret Service, local law enforcement on the ground for their quick response and proactive response this time that kept it from being much worse. Thankful that this time the president nor his family, nobody was hurt, which is great. As I've said before, we're living in a pretty unsettling time of political divisiveness. It's not unprecedented. We've seen this before. Been a while, but we've seen it before in our country, and nobody's more aware of this than our board, for sure, and myself. I'm hopeful everyone can agree. I think this is the tone of Trustee Healy's comments as well. Violence in our political process is particularly abhorrent, and it should be about discussion of ideas, not the destruction of people and families or violence against those people we disagree. So hopefully this stops. I like I said, I can't believe I'm making these almost same comments a second time. And then I wasn't going to talk about this tonight, but I did happen to put it in my update that came out this morning. So it's timely, I guess. Because at our last board meeting, you can throw up that picture if you want, of Schuylkill Park and the plans that, like I said, were approved, I don't know, four or five times at the rec department. So at our last board meeting, we approved a contract to replace backstops on fields 6 through 9 at Centennial Park West. We did 1 through 5 previously. Additionally, we approved additional funding to install the bathrooms and storage at Schuylkill Park this year. It was supposed to be part of phase 2 next year, part of the playground and all of that as well. But because we came in under budget, we had contingency money left, we were able to do the bathrooms, but a substantial portion of that is paid with this year's budget, but there was still a portion of it that needed to be paid with additional funds because, again, it wasn't planned for this year. So we approved that the last meeting. It continues our efforts to invest in our parks. This effort began when we overhauled John Humphrey Complex, and we embarked on a major effort to address our 66 parks. Much more swiftly than what they were being done, as opposed to, and back at that time when we did that, by the way, John Humphrey Complex was blocked for 2 years for political purposes, which delayed everything from getting done. But thank you to Trustee Milani, Trustee Katsinas and Trustee Healy, their first night on the job, they approved all kinds of funding to get our parks fixed back in 2019. So since that time in 2019, so back then we were doing one park every 2 years. So back to Trustee Reardon's comment, 66 parks. It's 132 years to get up through all your parks. Schuessler Park hadn't been touched in God knows how long. John Humphrey Park had a 7 foot, those fields were also unusable, had a 7 foot drop off from center field to home plate. Absolutely unusable. Ended up costing more than we expected because there's 15 feet of peat we had to haul off. That's why it was sinking like it was. So we did that over a 2 year period. John Humphrey, I think it took 2 years to get done, and then probably another, probably taken 3 years for the turf to fully establish. So that's been really good. But instead of one every 2 years, since 2020, we've upgraded 32 parks and playgrounds, installed 28 pavilions, resurfaced 19 tennis and pickleball courts, resurfaced 23 basketball courts, redone 9 bocce pits, and we also completed the major renovations at John Humphrey. We've done Schuessler Park. We still have phase 2 left to go, and Centennial Park West. So we did all of those. The average rating for all of our parks went on a scale of 1 to 4 went from a 2.82 in 2018 to 3.56 in 2023. It's unfortunate they were delayed a couple years, but we've invested heavily in our parks, including major renovations at John Humphrey to start, which was about $4 million, I believe. Schuessler Park, which all said and done is going to be $14 to $15 million. And about, what, 6 of that is stormwater improvements, roughly. And anyone who was going through the construction last year saw, and by the way, it broke ground last year, what, in August is when it broke ground? So in August when it was taken down, and then it was open for play on June 1st, which is amazingly quick. Especially if you saw how deep a hole they dug and all of the stormwater structures they put in there. But we had tons of rain in the spring, and those fields were absolutely 100% usable. In fact, the day we opened it, pouring rain, and it was perfectly usable. So fantastic. So great work again by Ray, by Joel, by Khursheed, and your entire staffs to get this done. And I want to thank the board for all that you've invested in, approved to invest in our parks. I think you'd be hard-pressed to find another town that has done anywhere near this with their parks and invested in it. And we don't have a park district. We don't do it through a separate tax. We do it from our village. So thank you guys all for doing that, because they've been neglected for far too long. Looking forward to the next couple weeks. This Saturday we have the Breakfast with the Mayor here at the Village Hall. You can ask whatever questions you want. Usually I answer questions for an hour and a half to 2 hours here. So that'll be here at 9 o'clock. With that, I'll entertain a motion to go into executive session.
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Compass.
I move to go into executive session for A, discussion of the minutes of closed meetings, B, pending litigation against, affecting, or on behalf of the village, or when found by the board that such action is probable or imminent, C, the purchase or lease of real property for the use of the public body, including meetings held for the purpose of discussing whether a particular parcel should be acquired.
Second.
Call the roll.
Trustee Compass.
Aye.
Trustee Milani.
Aye.
Trustee Healy.
Aye.
Trustee Katsinas.
Aye.
Trustee Reardon.
Aye.
Trustee Radojewski.
Aye.
Mayor Pico.
Aye. Go into executive session.